said what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determine once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I am Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry.
Sterling, it is so wonderful to see your face. How are you?
I'm doing really well this morning because it is our 6-month anniversary episode. We have been doing this podcast for almost 6 months. Can you even believe it, Blair?
I cannot. It's kind of the same thing when I think about New York, because I've been living in New York. It'll be 7 years in September. And wow. It feels like no time has passed, but it also feels like it's been so long. And that's kind of the equivalent to this podcast. No, in like a good way.
It's truly been such a treat and a joy doing this podcast. I love getting to hang out with you every single week, sort of making our little gap of 3,000 miles a little bit smaller. And we also have a live show coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up at Little Field, which is in Brooklyn. It is a beautiful venue, and it's going to be Saturday, July 15th, 9 p.m. in Sterling. The guests we have.
Oh, my God. The guests we have. We have Sam Taggart. We have Joyelle Nicole Johnson. We have Sabrina Breyer. And we have Richard Perez. So it's going to be a stacked lineup. Please come out. We would love to see you guys, meet you guys. And if you think you're the loves of either of our lives, definitely feel free to stick around after and let us know that.
There is a bar. So, and we do both drink.
We're over 21, barely.
Barely.
So yeah, we're really, really excited.
We have the ticket link in our show description. And if you go to our Instagram page, which is Bad Behavior NYC, we have the link there. Or you can just go to littlefieldnyc.com. You have so many options to get tickets. I don't know why you haven't gotten them already. Because
yeah, you guys need to run. You need to run. Now, as we talked about, this is a very special anniversary episode of our show. And I don't know if we've really talked about the origins of our show too much on the podcast, Blair. Have we? I really can't recall. Maybe in their first episode?
We would have to go back and listen. I don't think we have talked about it.
Yeah. So this show that you're literally listening to right now actually started as a live show back in 2021 in New York.
Which, to take it even deeper into the archives,
yeah,
we were once a sketch comedy group, which we have talked about briefly on
the show. Yeah, but we try to erase that from our memory because it is ultimately going to stay with me. Humiliating. You don't want to say it with me?
What are you talking about? We performed for our friends. We performed for our friends thousands of times.
No, we actually had a blast. We had a blast. But yeah, we started this show in November of 2021. And it was right after I got famously hit by a car. That's kind of when I picked myself up off the ground and I said this. The COVID-19 pandemic really put a dent in our comedy careers, but I could have died.
Yeah.
And so now it's time to jump back up, get back on the wagon, and we created All Together.
No, wait, did you have this realization the moment you got hit by a car, or was this a couple of days after?
No, it was probably a couple of weeks after, but I like started meeting with you guys, and we started kind of generating ideas. At first, we were going to make it like almost like a D&D show, Dungeons & Dragons, called Chaotic Neutral. I thought it was our original idea.
I would have had nothing to contribute because I know nothing about Dungeons & Dragons.
And our two guests today are the other two founding members of the Bad Behavior Show, and we're in our famous sketch comedy group, Sister Wives. So they are very dear friends of ours, and so we wanted to bring them on. Our first guest today is our dear friend, Heather Cook. She is an amazing musician, so stream her album, Quick, No One's Looking, which is on Spotify and all the other streaming services.
Yes, and our other guest is Emily Draper, one of the other founding members, and she is currently doing a project. She's raising money to direct a film that she co-wrote called Sorority Court, and if you'd like to donate, the link is in our show description. So let's welcome Emily and Heather.
You guys, thank you so much for coming on today.
It is a pleasure to have you. I love how just dead in the face y'all look right now. You're like, oh, are we going? Yeah, it's happening now.
It's happening. It's happening.
We are podcasting.
Oh. We're podcasting. Have you heard of it?
We're honored. Very honored.
How honored?
Not say that it. Honored.
All right. Yeah. All right.
You know?
So guys, let's just get into it. You know, bad behavior. When you see it happening, what is your go-to response?
I'm a little bit quick to rage, not externally, but definitely internally. Like, I just walk around with a lot of it. And one thing that helps it go away is like talking it through in a calm way. And that's the part I'm really, really working on.
You were born with red hair. So naturally, it's instinctive to have the rage.
Honestly, that might be it. And that's what makes it extra embarrassing, I think. I don't know.
Okay, Heather, what about you?
I'm big on journalings. You know, I journal. Bit of an aesthetic girl, light some candles, burn some
what
incense.
What kind of aesthetic?
Downtown girl. Yeah, I think I journal and I process and I definitely think I'm a bit of a peacekeeper.
I think you have this other side of you also that's also very gorgeous and beautiful that I think in a like settings with strangers, you really like quickly stand up. Kind of like outdoor scenarios. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
Like if someone's being like rude or aggressive in public, I think like out of the group of us, you're the first
That's
one
true.
To engage oh. in that conflict.
Remember Edinburgh when we were ordering chicken nuggets?
I was thinking when we saw that girl who didn't like Kylie Jenner and you didn't like that.
Oh, wait. I was thinking about the Ellen witch when I told that guy to stop
I was thinking about that one too.
And those yeah. boys you punched a man in the street once.
Oh.
But we don't need to talk about that. But anyways, I think I just wanted to talk also about like that side of you as well.
You know what? I do stick up for myself and it's something I'm proud of because I used to have a reoccurring dream that when I was in conflict, really bad conflict, I would have this problem where I couldn't scream for help. And it was so reoccurring that my therapist at the time actually was trying to encourage me to carry around some kind of siren or whistle because she was like, maybe this will happen. But no, I do speak up. I don't need no whistle.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So we've asked you to come on the pod today for one reason and one reason only.
Yeah.
Because you've told us many times, you guys are experts when it comes to good and bad behavior.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of quandaries that you said that you're bringing in today, kind of a whole bundle of stories that you really need some help
bundle
with.
Bundle of quandaries.
And so this episode's going to be a little bit different because you guys are going to be each sharing three stories and they're going to be mini stories. And then we're going to be giving kind of one final judgment.
Overall?
Well, we're going to kind of judge each story individually and depending kind of rock, paper, scissors vibes, how each kind of layout will have one overall.
Fantastic.
All right. Who wants to start out?
I can do it.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
All right. This is a story about the first online dating date I ever went on. Ooh. And I was pretty young. I was 24, and yeah, I remember the guy's name. It was Alex. We went to that cool Colombian coffee shop in downtown Brooklyn.
Starbucks?
No, the cool one. I don't remember. But it was like a cool spot he picked out, and like we talked for like 2 hours. But at the end of it, he was like, this was really fun. Should we hang out again? Or like, I want to hang out again. I feel bad about this, but I was immediately like, you know what? No. I was like, we shouldn't hang out again. I'm really not feeling it.
Wow.
And then he was upset, obviously. He just got like rejected live. And then he like walked me to my subway stop. We hugged and I was like, okay, bye. This is fun. And I mean, okay, can I explain myself a little bit?
Yeah.
No.
I think
you're bad.
I know. It is bad. It is bad. And I like flush with shame at the thought of it now. But I think like at the time I was like so disconnected to myself or used to being so disconnected to myself that like it was hard for me to make decisions. Yeah. But in that moment, it was one of the first moments of clarity I had ever had come through so clearly. So I was just like, better be direct. I feel this in the deepest level of my soul. It's a no, Alex.
Was he doing a specific behavior on the date that was like abhorrent that you had?
No.
So he was being kind of completely normal.
Lovely guy. Lovely.
Hmm. You're like, I actually had a huge crush on him.
No. That I did not have a huge crush on him. I did. And I why, was not attracted to him.
Yeah. So really. Was it that you were not attracted to him? That's how you knew so specifically?
Yeah.
I just out of curiosity, what dating app was it?
I think it was Bumble.
Does that change things for you, Blair?
It doesn't. I was just curious. I like to see what the straights are doing.
Sure.
Now, I don't think that's bad behavior because you didn't lead him on.
No, I did not do that.
You were honest. He asked the question. He had it coming, you know? Well, he didn't have it coming. I hope you delivered it with a little bit of sugar.
Yeah, it was a direct, okay. But you know, I wasn't like, ew, no. I was sort of just like, no, actually.
Well, I consider that sweetness. Now, I'm going to say good behavior. You stood up for yourself. And my therapist, this is something I'm learning in therapy. So get ready. I'm going to share it with you as if it's my own thought.
I love it.
You have to quit worrying about the other person. Quit protecting them and protect yourself.
Blair, how would you feel if this happened to you?
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
I would never go on another date.
It's terrible, but I wouldn't ask that question.
Because, oh, yeah. No, it's definitely very risky that he even asked that.
It's risky. But also, yeah. I feel like I'm pretty intuitive, for the most part, that I would kind of pick up that there was like nothing there. And also, too, Emily's my friend, so I'm just being nice.
And I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, he did put you on the spot, you know? By yeah. asking that.
Are you going to chime in with your verdict, Heather, actually?
With my verdict? Oh, yeah. I thought that. Sorry. I just went full bad behavior judge
no, I
mode.
Like. No, I know. No, actually, I feel like that's good because we might need a tiebreaker. I think I'm going to go bad on that one. And okay. I think only because I think it could have maybe been delivered a little nicer. But I do agree with Blair that, one, he did put himself in that situation. But I think okay. it could have just, the tone could have been maybe a little nicer.
I totally agree with that sentiment, but I'm sorry. I do think I am going to go good behavior because I liked that you were direct and you didn't string him on. It sounds like your tone was a little like very to the point.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
It but, lacked social grace. I'll say that.
You know, I feel like we're always just taught to be so nice all the time as women. So I like that you stood up for yourself and you didn't lie and you didn't compromise.
Okay, so we're deeming that story good behavior. All right, Heather, on to you.
So this was just a couple years ago, and I was at Grotto's Pizza in Delaware. Talk about a shout out. Okay. And I was with my family, so they can back up this story. We were at a booth, and I was doing this bit about how I really don't like the name Kylie. I think the name Kylie does not age well. I think it's cute on a toddler that's like 3, but not cute for someone that's 43. And I'm really sorry if your name is Kylie and you're listening to this. It's not your fault. It's your parents' fault.
wow. Okay.
So I'm doing this like big bit. And this isn't even, I was just trying to get laughs from my parents. I'm just like, Kylie's the worst name ever. Da, 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 going off. And then I get up to go get some gelato with my mom. We turn around to walk back, and the booth next to ours has a little girl crying and her parents giving us the insane death stare. The girl sitting right behind me was named Kylie. So listen, I don't apologize for my hot takes, but I do. I should have been more aware of my surroundings in that situation and noticed there was a little girl sitting behind me and her name.
But what are
Kylie.
The odds though? Because I don't feel Thank like you. Kylie's that common of a name. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think, yeah. What are the odds? That's crazy.
Exactly. It is crazy.
And that little girl was Kylie Jenner.
And now she's a billionaire. I think she's doing just fine.
Yeah.
I think that is fine. Oh. Because here's the thing. At the end of the day, they're bad parents. Why wouldn't they have left?
Yeah.
they're going to make their kid sit there the entire time, or not even maybe come over and tap you on the shoulder to be like, you'll never believe our daughter's named Kylie. Like, they could have stopped, like, what it sounds like you were going off for 10 minutes.
Truly pretend. I've got like, about 20 jokes about the name Kylie.
At the end of the day, I think that's fine. It's so harmless to joke about a name. Like you're not in a row of like a kindergarten class being like, tell me your, like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, what are the odds? That's so little. And also, like, if the parents, what, do they sit there in silence and just like let their little kid like hear this diatribe for 10 minutes? Like, they could have left. They could have gone over to you. They didn't need to like sit in silence and let their little kid. And also, the name Kylie is kind of bad. So I'm going good.
You know what? I'm going to disagree with Starling. First of all, it feels like this bit you were doing was going on for a real long time.
Yes, it was.
So he's actually saying bad comedy.
I'm going to say bad behavior only because I believe it was Whitney Houston who once said that the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. And here you are teaching the children that it's okay to make fun of someone with a stupid name. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So I think it was just, it could have been a teachable moment where you're, you know, said something positive. You're like, maybe this name isn't for me, but you are a beautiful child, you know, but you just, you crapped on this child. And I'm going to say bad behavior.
She wasn't like looking her in the eye while I was saying.
She had no idea the child was around.
You verbally punched her. Bad behavior.
All right, Emily, do you want to tiebreak us?
Okay. And this is so annoying what I'm about to
say.
Oh,
God.
So absolutely, I even hate it. Okay, but here's the thing about names. They are, it is a class thing. And I know you don't mean it as that, and I know it's not that,
Emily,
but I'm sorry, but
Emily.
It is that. Like, read the whole, there's a whole chapter in Freakonomics about this, so that's, I'm not even going to explain myself any further. I'm just going to say it is sort of a class thing and bad behavior.
But what? Yeah, what class?
Kylie?
Kylie.
Names go through these class-based cycles. So, like, names are perceived as high class, and then they become mainstream, and then they become low class. Meanwhile, the highest class is always, like, inventing new names to come into vogue. And you see this with, like, Apple, like what Goops, Gwen, whatever her name's child.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow, thank you, her child. And like they had a list in the chapter. I do recommend this. It's probably really old data, but the chapter of like names among top 1%ers, which also obviously has like a racial component. Sorry, I know this is a quote-unquote comedy podcast. You can just cut this out.
For the record, Heather Cook is not classist.
Can we just, you know what, put that out there?
That is going to be the teaser clip for this episode.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. So Heather is officially bad behavior on that
I'm
one.
I'm bad and I am classist and I'm going to hell.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, Emily, we got number two.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm debating because is it okay if it's similar to yours? Yours sparked one in me. So one time when I was in high school, I was having like, I don't know, I was like rebelling, I guess. And it was St. Patrick's Day and I was in Bagel Chateau for lunch with my friends. And I was absolutely going off. I was having an anti-Irish rant.
Oh, no.
About how Irish people have never contributed anything to society other than like drunkenness and like bottled. I know. I was really just like being insane at Bagel Chateau.
Oh my God.
And for the record, listeners, I am Irish. Like, that might not come through as I was leaving Bagel Chateau. And this is the weirdest fucking part, but I swear this is true. A man turned around
And he was a white guy, you know, ham pink face, the way Irish people are and the way I probably look right now. Scraggly beard, wool jacket, wool fisherman's cap. Oh, no. And he said, "Happy St. Patrick's Day to you." And I was disgusted. I was so mad at myself because I was just sort of acting out, yeah. You know, but like, oh, my God, weird. What was he doing in New Jersey?
Well, you also are in New Jersey.
There's a huge Irish community in New Jersey. Pretty much all of Nutley and Teaneck are Irish.
But with an accent? First gen?
He could have been visiting family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you. Okay. Let me set that record straight. When my Irish family visits me, they don't have an Irish accent. They have a Rhode Island and a Boston accent.
She's going off again.
Okay. We got to get her back on.
Reel me in.
Well, I will say my grandfather is not Irish, but was from Scotland.
Okay.
And had an accent. And okay. He was my grandfather. And that man could have been someone's grandfather. And therefore, he belongs in New Jersey. So it's okay. Oh, my grandfather also lived in New Jersey.
Oh.
Mm.
Wow.
And so I'm just saying, people can be first generation in this country, Emily, to this day.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
I understand being a youth and acting out. But why'd you have to take it out on your own people? Bad behavior.
I know. That one is...
Yeah, especially on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, especially on St. Patrick's. I feel like the Irish also just get so much like unnecessary hate. It's like, oh, what drink do we drink to them? Like the Irish car bomb, like truly like massacres. They went through so much and maybe they didn't contribute a lot. No, I'm sure they did. But I think I don't think we need to hate. And so, yeah, this isn't easily bad.
Do they even like the color green?
I can't speak for all of us. clearly, I shouldn't speak for all of us.
And Heather, are you going to jump
mean,
ship?
If you're going to sit there and read me out for classism while you dunk on one of the most historically impoverished nations.
I know.
It's effed up, to honestly. Say bad behavior.
Wow.
Also, I love Ireland, so you're talking about
I know. Unanimous bad, and yeah. I deserve it.
All right, Heather, number two.
Number two. Okay, so I can tell a tale of something I did in Ireland, if we're on the topic of Ireland.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to Ireland.
Okay, so we're in Ireland. We're in Ireland, and I am sitting by the river, and I'm staying in a hostel, and one of my mates from the...
That's bad behavior. She's back in America using that word.
Yeah, so I'm sitting by the river and a friend from my hostel room comes and sits next to me and we're just like chatting. He introduces himself. We're getting to know each other. He asks me, "How old are you?" And I say almost 29 and he thinks I say 25. And he goes, "Oh my gosh, I turned 25 in like 2 days. And I just don't correct him because I don't really know this person and I want to be cool and he's cute and I'm like, whatever. So... The week goes on and he and I get so close to the point where we got matching tattoos. Let's say 205. It was our room number.
Listeners, she has a tattoo of 205 on her wrist.
Wow.
I do. And at one point he says something about it being significant because it's like 205 and also we're both 25. And I'm like, oh, no, I have let this go too far.
Yeah.
And now I feel like that should have been the moment because I just like forgot about it. But then I was like, crap. But then I kept digging the hole deeper and deeper that I had to keep it up. And now we've become really good friends. And at what point do I tell them?
Well, so he doesn't even know?
He still doesn't know. I really hope, Cody, if you are listening to this, I am 29. I hope he listens to this podcast and this is how he finds out.
Just amazed. Like, how long were you hanging out with this guy to when you got tattoos?
Less than a week.
Oh, my.
You are traveling and you meet other travelers, you're kind of in this, like, hyper biome situation where you just get close really quick because you're experiencing all these insane things together.
Yeah, but a tattoo.
Nah, no regrets. Punk rock.
I guess I'm gonna go neutral. I know that's not even
you can't do that. You can't do that. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Stick to your guns.
I don't know. I guess it's hard for me to decide because in some ways, like, really not hurting anyone. Like, ultimately, so silly. Obviously, if it was me in that position as him, I would feel a little like, huh. I think the one thing.
I know. I feel so weird now.
I think the weird thing, and not to make you feel weirder, is that because you guys obviously know each other a little bit but are ultimately kind of stranger. Like, you only knew each other, like, a week. Yeah. I think that could be a big, like, you could be seen as a big component of your personality because he doesn't know that much about you and hasn't spent so much time with you that it's like, huh, why did she tell this weird little lie? What else could she be lying about?
I know.
Please. So then I guess ultimately bad.
Well, I'm at that age where I prefer to lie about my age.
Okay.
So you know what? I'm going to say good behavior because you hit it off with him and you formed a connection and he technically made the mistake and you just went along with it because you're a good, well, not based upon how you were mean to that child. Outside of that, you're just naturally a good person. So you did it for good reasons. You didn't want him to feel uncomfortable and you bonded. You got a tattoo.
Uncomfortable, like I'm some old grandmother.
So yeah, I just say, I mean, and when are you going to see him again? Or do you plan to see him again? I guess is a question I should ask.
Oh, maybe at some point on the road, traveling.
Here's the thing.
Who knows?
Has he ever been to America? Because maybe we age different here.
That is good because the time difference.
Yeah, the time difference.
Yeah.
Okay, Emily, do you want to tie break us?
Yeah. Heather, it's actually pretty classist. No,
my blood is boiling.
No. I'm going to give this. I actually am torn, to be honest with you, because a part of me is like age truly is like kind of a construct, like your biological age versus how many days you've been alive. Like, what are we actually counting? Blah, blah, blah.
And there's a TikTok video that says the year you turn is actually celebrating the end of that year. So like, OK, so when you're turning one, you're celebrating the end of your first year and you're technically starting your second year.
OK. Yeah.
I don't know. When I saw that video, it fucked me up.
I don't think
up.
That helps her to reverse an age. That kind of makes her even older.
Yeah.
True. But just backing up Emily's point about time and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all relative. Like, I'm going to give you good behavior, I think. Right. And I think you could easily be like, hey, man, I got to tell you a crazy thing. I'm actually 29.
I know. I was hoping for the opportunity at my birthday. I was hoping he'd be like, yeah, the big 2-6. And then I could be like, oh, my God.
Flip that 6 around.
Yeah, I got to tell you something, buddy, and it could have had a laugh. But the opportunity didn't present itself, so I got to just send him a link to this podcast, and that's how he can find out.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, Emily, our last story.
All right, I'm going to do how you shouldn't do a salary negotiation. Listeners, the hosts are familiar with this story.
I love it.
All right, so I was at my job, first job. I was there for 4 years, and I was kind of done with it. Great people, great experience, yada, yada. But I got another offer, basically. But I was kind of not thrilled about the offer. I felt like they kind of lowballed me. So I was like, time to girl boss. So I went into my boss's office, like, truly dick swinging. And I was like, hey, man, I have another offer. And then I added $20,000 to what the original offer was. It's for this much. No. If you can meet it, I'd love to stay. If you can't, I'm out of here. And then he was like, wow, that's amazing. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. Just give me the offer letter so I can bring it to the bosses to get you that raise. And I was like, the offer letter? The offer letter? Okay. So I walked out of the office, went to the bathroom, and threw up.
Oh, my God.
And then I was like, I'm not giving you the offer letter. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah, I'm not going to give it to you. So do with that information what you will. And by the way, I'd also already turned down the other offer. Okay. So like, I am playing with fucking fire here. Oh my God. So then he was like, Emily, you're being really weird about this. And then I was like, okay, it's now or never. And I broke down and I was like, okay, actually, I lied. I do have an offer, but it's for way lower than I said it was. And he was like, okay, I can work with that. And then I did get a raise, but he definitely never trusted. But I did get the raise. So I'm kind of like, I don't know, maybe it's worth it. But he definitely never trusted me again. And it was definitely the most stressful day of my entire professional life.
How much longer did you stay at that job?
Probably a year, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just love your bravery. Just going in there. Because, like, that's something I had thought about doing at my old job. I was like, what if I just go in there and say I have an offer? But I never even thought about an offer letter. But I'm also so paranoid that I would ask everyone's input about it. So the fact that you just did it with, like, not really thinking about it, I love it. And you got the raise, so, and the place sounds like it kind of sucks, so they got theirs, I guess, so good behavior.
Thank you. I think I'm also going good behavior on this. Okay. I think I almost wish you had stuck to your guns more and been like,
written the letter.
Yeah, or kind of photoshopped the letter. I'm like, take this company for all their worth. They sound slimy, and I'm all about trying to get a higher salary, so yeah, good.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Not only do I think it's good behavior, I think it's the best behavior.
Okay, so officially good behavior.
Best
family.
Behavior.
All right, Heather.
Okay, so I was in college, and I, just for context, I am someone that never drank alcohol until I turned 21. I was definitely someone that, like, really just wasn't into it. And then I got to college, and then after I turned 21, there was a party, and I was like, all right, this is it. This is going to be the night. I have some drinks. I do whatever. I've never really let loose. And I was dating someone at the time that it was their 21st birthday party. And he was like, oh, in college fashion, he was like, all I want for my birthday is for you to get trashed. And I was like, that's lame. Very classy, yeah. Very lame. And so we go, and I have like some shots for the first time, and I'm like not that messed up or anything, but I'm just like having a good time. And then I sit down, and I've never smoked weed before, and this guy who said his name was Moses, we later found out that was not his name, we don't know what his name is, but okay. Moses, okay. Hands me what I thought was weed, and I was like, all right, like, bad girl, take like a little puff. So I do, and then instantly something weird happens. I look up at the sky, and it's like for the first time I see that the world is round. It just like becomes this dome, and it's instant, and I'm like, something is not right. Something feels weird and off, and I'm panicking, and I turn to the guy, and I'm like, hey man, I thought pot was supposed to like chill you out. I don't feel good right now. And he was like, oh, that's not pot, that is crystal meth. And who knows, man? Who knows if he was pulling my chain or if he was just telling a lie? We'd all know. But I will, maybe it was just because I had alcohol for the first time and never smoked before that things just got really weird. But I just had such a difficult night. I was like seeing things. I don't know if that's, I've never actually done research on what happens to people on a meth high. I should find out. But for me personally, I was truly like seeing things and having body spasms, and I was just not reacting well to this. And it was like a night from hell. And I was like, Lord, forgive me. I have learned my lesson. But yeah, I may have done crystal meth.
Well, I feel like if you would have done crystal meth, it's super addictive, right?
I guess I would know, but I don't know.
Well, because I feel like people who do meth, they're just like, they love it. So they're going to keep doing it. So you didn't feel addicted. So maybe you didn't do it.
Well, I don't think. On one.
I think I felt too much fear. I kind of came out of it like, I'll never touch a substance again.
Okay, well,
I think that one's I'm going to say good behavior. Because
I think, unfortunately, Blair, but look at our list.
Well, it is split down the middle.
I know. I think I'm going to have to go bad behavior. Because you're going to have to make her go bad because we don't want two people. We don't want two good behaviors.
I kind of want to give myself bad behavior.
Okay, good.
Because I feel like that night, I feel like I compromised my values for someone I was dating. I wasn't into that stuff in college. And yet I was that night. And I look back and I was like, that wasn't me.
Em, you want to weigh in?
You know what? You really got me with what you just said. It's the self-abandonment for me, sis.
Yeah.
And that's one of the greatest sins of them all. All right. Bad.
All right.
It's not holy.
Okay.
That's for sure.
So yeah. Now if we look at the stats, it looks like, Emily, good behavior.
Wow. Even with the Irish thing.
Even with the Irish.
That is kind of crazy.
That's shocking.
And Heather?
Mm-hmm.
You are one bad son of a gun.
So first, should we give out our prize of the night?
Yes.
Okay, so on this podcast, we have a gorgeous prize for you tonight. We believe one of the best things you can receive in life is a compliment from your therapist. So we have a little vase here full of compliments we've written that we'll be reading as your quote-unquote therapist.
Okay. So if you want to settle into your chair, get real comfortable, close your eyes, and we'll begin. Emily, how does that make you feel? Because I guarantee you, it's absolutely correct.
Thank you. I like it.
Okay, amazing. Do you feel
anew?
Like a new?
Completely.
Okay, oh, good. Oh, good.
I don't recognize who I was when I walked through those doors.
And Heather, we've unfortunately come to the portion where we have a punishment and it's brutal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for our punishment, we are going to be having you read a celebrity apology.
Awesome.
This is Hugh Grant's celebrity apology.
Hugh Grant had apologized for something?
Mm-hmm. He was not so good always.
Ooh, okay. You know, in life, what's a good thing to do and what's a bad thing? And I did a bad thing. And there you have it.
Gorgeous.
Wow.
You know, life is a good thing to do and it's a bad thing, and I did a bad thing.
I love that you have to reread it.
I know, it's kind of random. Well, you guys, this has been such a dream and a treat. Thank you so much for coming on our podcast today.
So guys, where can people follow you if that's a thing you want?
Physically in the streets of New York.
Yes.
Well, I'll plug that I am also a musician. And I just released an album. And if you want to check it out, I'm Heather Cook on Spotify. And I'm at Heather Cook on Instagram.
And what's the name of that album again, Heather?
It's Quick, No One's Looking.
I am Emily Draper. I am a director. And you can find some stuff that I've directed on my Instagram, which is at Grr Emily. So it's G-R-R-R, three R's, and then E-M-I-L-Y.
Amazing. Well, thank you all again. And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.